What we ultimately wanted to do was to bring different folks together who have an interest in opening the government, whether they're an activist or blogger, or they're someone who works in government, they're a policy staffer, or they're part of the web team for the executive branch for one of the agencies, or whether they're a congressional health staffer, from all different walks, to come
right.
together and share how to open up government. And, you know, what better way to do than to have them create how the event would unfurl, because we really wanted to do a lot of listening and encouraging other people to listen to each other and to share their perspective and the lessons that they've learned and the challenges that they have, so that when we, as a transparency community, try to achieve different goals for how to open up our government and create more government transparency, where, you know, it's an informed decision, we're making informed decisions, and we're responding to what's going on, and we're encouraging collaboration.
And part of the challenge here is sort of, we're for the next Federal News Radio Book Club book, we're reading What Would Google Do? And one of his tenets is that letting go of control. And this is sort of the ultimate of letting, in a conference framework, letting go of control, sort of freeing it up and saying, okay, what do you want to do? What do you want to talk about, isn't it?
That's right. And in fact, we had some internal conversations where first I had to learn, like, okay, so I don't, you know, we don't really brand it, or, you know,
that has to really be scary in a way.
Yeah, it was a little bit scary. Like, well, what if it doesn't, you know, what if Transparency Camp isn't what we think it should be? Well, then we're going to learn from that ultimately and see, like, what government transparency is really about, and what the people who are working right there, you know, in the trenches, what their obstacles are, and what they want to learn and what they want to improve. So it is. You have to let go, and you have to. It's not. I've done conference planning for other more traditional organizations, and boy, they would have flipped out. They've seen the model that we applied for our Transparency Camp.
And the people who you are working with, and the people who would be involved, are obviously people who would be ready to move toward this more transparent, collaborative form of management and form of communication. Is there a way for you to cross the Rubicon to get to those people who are digging in their heels, who either don't like it, don't accept it, are afraid of security issues, or afraid of information overload? How do you reach those people, or do you even try at this point?
Well, I think we did. I think some of the people who came this weekend there were a lot of people who had not ever attended a bar camp or an unconference before. And they kind of went with it. And I had some, you know, phone calls and emails like, you know, where's the agenda? How come I don't see an agenda? I'm like, well, you know, there's the beginnings of an idea of an agenda. People are sharing their ideas on a wiki. So we planned on a wiki so people could put ahead of time, like, I'm thinking of talking about this. And we did that to get people to start thinking, you know, real productively of what they would want to accomplish and what kind of information they'd want to share, but also to see if there was any duplication, so that we could encourage better collaboration.
What was the most challenging part as you went forward? What didn't go as well as you had hoped, and what went better than you had hoped?
I think the challenge was having the right expectations, and for me that meant I should have invited a lot more people, and I woke up this morning regretting, like, oh, I wish we could have promoted it more aggressively, but it sold out so quickly, even with just a little bit of word of mouth promotion and like a few tweets here and there and a couple of mentions in different meetups around town. I wish that I would have taken to heart the advice I was given by many people, and that was that, you know, most people who RSVP won't show, and I just thought, no, these people will show, and, you know, a lot of them did, but there was room for a lot more, so.
But on the flip side of that, that comes under the whole lessons learned.
That's right, and there will be a next time, and, you know, I'm actually, after I talk to you, I'm going to have a debrief with my team here at Sunlight, and we're going to explore different ways that we can continue the Transparency Camp model, or other maybe even smaller get-togethers in D.C. Maybe we want to, I guess I'm sharing it with you first, but maybe there's a room to have something. What I'd love to see is that Transparency Camp, and Greg Ellen, who's our chief evangelist, articulated this point, which I think is important. Like, Transparency Camp doesn't necessarily have to come from us.
Right.
You know, I'd love to see people who are interested in this getting together in the Midwest and getting together, you know, in the West Coast and getting together in the Southwest and all different parts of the U.S. and you know, sharing ideas of how to open up government.
So if there's a government agency that may be thinking of doing an unconference, what is a good way to start?
Well, first they have to let go.
Yeah.
And then they have to let go.
Yeah.
And
that's such a mindset change, isn't
it? You have to have a bit of a mindset change, and you have to really be willing to listen and not to just talk, you know, not be like, well, we're the ones who have something to share. Like, yes, there's some of that too, but it should be about having a dialogue, right? I'd also say more, you know, in the pragmatic side, use the tools that are available to you. Like, we used Eventbrite.com for organizing, and that was very helpful in terms of managing the attendee/RSVP list, outreach to people who had RSVP'd, keeping sponsors organized, you know, set up a PayPal account. Of course, it might work differently when you're working in the government. I'm not sure of all those details. But, you know, there's lots of web tools available that make your life easier. And communicate. I thought it was helpful that we had created a site that kept all the attendees updated on the latest changes in the schedule. Communicate, have a Twitter account, keep people updated on, you know, lost and found, even, or, you know, there's a new happy hour that's being planned and the location is here, or, you know, the projector's not working in room 305, so if you really need a projector, you need to talk in room 309, these sorts of things. Just, you know, keep people engaged throughout the event.